Hello everyone, welcome to a brand new podcast. Now, today was not only fun, but very emotional. The last podcast I did seemed not very good, so this will make up. Podcast that I tried doing yesterday was talking about how to get your own private island. Now, some people say, oh, you just need to have a rich family. Other people say, oh, you need a nice job. Well, it's both things. The most important thing is that sometimes you need to be an entrepreneur. I have entrepreneurs at my school. I have kids who spend their time and money to get little bags of chips, and some chamoy, some lime sauce, just to sell it and make money. But sometimes it's not all about the money. Sometimes you need to synergize with other people. That's where today I will talk about my experience at the Indian Springs High School Synergy Day event. Now, some people think, why do you want to share this experience? Well, I have one example. Sometimes people don't understand what other people go through. As I once thought, everyone is a bully at one point. Now, not saying that everyone teases people and makes fun of people. The reason why I say everyone's a bully at one point is because of the fact that some people the only reasons why bullies bully other people is because they're not getting enough attention at home. Once they don't get enough attention at home, they want to get that attention somewhere else. That's where bullying in schools happen. Now, sometimes we feel that the victim of bullying is the victim. Yes, they are victims too. But the real victim is the bully. We just, you know, don't know really what's going on. I want to share with you guys today what I experienced during this event. Yes, there was food there. There were some games. But they all were about synergy. Why, you may ask? Synergy is not something we do often. It's just not what we feel we need to do. But we need to understand some people need that comfort. They need that one person to tell them, hey, I know what you're going through. I've went through it myself. You're gonna make it. Before I go into anything else, I would like to let you guys know, I do also have a YouTube channel. It is called Little Mikey Vlogs / Gaming. I want to let you guys know, if you do like these podcasts, and if you have any tips or any subjects you guys want me to podcast about, just let me know. Send me a message on YouTube. I have an Instagram, which I will leave in the description. So, if you guys have any questions or any ideas, let me know. Send me a message on Instagram. Anyway, so now, we all know that sometimes we don't want to talk about stuff that's happened to us. We think that, hey, we don't need to talk about it around our peers, because that's what therapists are for. That's what psychiatrists are for. No. Unless you know the therapist, unless the therapist is a family friend, the only help you can get is from your peers, your parents. Shoot, maybe even your teachers. That's why sometimes we don't understand. We're too busy thinking that it's just not politically correct to say, you know, those personal things around friends. But maybe those friends are probably going through the same thing that you're going through. Maybe those friends have went through what you're going through, so they know how to deal with it. That's why we need the synergy. Everybody needs to know how to talk to their own friends about their problems. But even if your friends don't even care about your problems, matter of fact, if your friends don't care about your problems, they're not real friends. They're not real friends. Matter of fact, they'll say that they don't want you to jump off a bridge, but in the long run, they don't give one flying pack of poop. About you and if you jump off that bridge. A real friend will listen to what you have to say. Will listen. And if you are a true friend, you will listen what your friends have to say. That's what I've learned. Sometimes vents, especially vents like what I had at my school synergy day. Events like that, they're not just about food. They're not just about being with your friends, about having music. What it's all about is being able to meet new people, being able to understand, being able to connect. Now, not everybody wants to connect. Everybody wants to be in their own place. But maybe, just maybe, we need something to do. We need to understand what our friends are going through. It's like, don't judge a book by its cover. We, as a human race, need to get rid of our dislikes and our likes. Yes, I know, not everybody likes the president we have now. Let's just face it, he is a moron. He's a complete moron. But, I mean, I don't have the age to vote, so, I mean, it's not my choice. But whoever listens to this, maybe we need to understand. Yeah, Trump, he doesn't really, well, he doesn't exactly know what to do. He has that idea of make America great again. He thinks that the only way we can make America great again is to get rid of all the people who have color. Color is what makes up this country. Color is what makes up our symbol. You want to know how we can make America great again? It's by synergizing. Synergizing is what we all need to do. I've read it in a book. If you guys ever have the time, look up The 7 Habits of a Highly Effective Teen by Sean Covey. Habit 6 is synergize. It is a fact. And I even Googled it. It is a fact that Canadian geese, or any goose, uses synergizing, or uses synergy. You want to know how? Well, let's just say we have, they always have a V formation, right? Well, there's the lead goose. Now, all the other geese synergize by, well, the lead goose synergizes by, you know, flapping his wings, his or her wings, which creates an updraft for the other geese. And then once the lead goose gets tired, another goose goes up to place, and the lead goose goes in the back. That goose goose that went in the league goose place now becomes the league goose. And the cool thing is, we think Canadian geese, or geese in general, they don't really think. They're not that smart. They're not as smart as us. Think again. It is also proven, it's also in the book, Canadian and regular geese will honk, make honks of encouragement. That's why when you hear, when you're like in a quiet place and you see a flock of Canadian geese go by, that's why you hear the honking. They're encouraging the geese in the front to keep pushing. Now I want to end this podcast with something very special to me. My subscribers. My family. And my friends. Maybe not subscribers. I'm not that kind of YouTuber that needs subscribers. I mean, yeah, I may get teased because I have, you know, 40 subscribers. I mean, it doesn't matter. I don't need a lot of people. I'm glad that 40 people, 40 different people, are able to understand my life. And that's what makes me happy. It's not about the subscribers. It's not about the likes. It's not about the views. It's the thought that you have a certain amount of people that understand what you go through. So I want to thank you guys so much for listening, so much for tuning in, so much for taking so much time off your hands just so you can listen to this. I want to thank you guys. Hopefully this podcast, once I listen to it, before I update it, I should have, you know, listen to it before I uploaded it. Anyway, if you liked it, and if I have any Anchor listeners, make sure to voice message me to tell me some subjects that you would like me to podcast on. So I thank you guys for listening, and I will see you guys next time. Adios.